Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Uncomfy BIL, who says, is my sister's husband acting weird, or am I overthinking? And before we do get into the story, I just want to mention that there is talk of miscarriage within the post. So if you do want to skip the story, please feel free to do so. Timestamps are always in the description, and let's get on with it. This is just a vent post, but any advice would be appreciated. Context, I'm Ashley, 17 female. My sister, who we'll call Jess, 25 female, has been married for 2 years to her husband, Jake, 34 male. They got together when she was just starting college and have been together since. As far as I know, they've never had any problems, and anytime they came around to visit, they literally seemed like the model relationship. My parents never really made any of the right choices in life, and because of this, my sister basically raised me herself. I'm so grateful to her for this, and I know that she had to make so many sacrifices to be able to do so. When she was in college, I'd make sure to call her at least 3 times a week just to get updates and see how she was doing. In these conversations, she'd talk about schoolwork, what she was planning to do, and then she'd talk about Jake. She described him so wonderfully that it literally upped my own standards of love. For example, all the flowers she got, all the beautiful dates she went on, and how he treated her so amazingly. After living with my parents, who should have gotten divorced a long time ago, I wasn't someone who had a guide of what a healthy relationship should look like, so I became quite close with Jess and Jake. It had always been me and my sister growing up, so when she introduced me to Jake, it felt like I finally had an older brother. Eventually, Jess and Jake moved in together, got engaged, and now they are married. My parents ended up kicking me out because I refused to pay them rent. I have a job at a luxury horse ranch, and there's a few perks. They let you use their horses to practice, they offer free lessons with a riding instructor, and all around I just love my job too much. I didn't want to leave it. Due to these perks though, my pay isn't that good, and for how much my parents were asking for, I'd have to get a second job, or quit to find one that pays enough. So I found myself living with Jess and Jake. Jake works from home, so unless he's taking Jess out or out at the gym, he's at home. He makes enough money doing whatever it is he does. I have no idea what he actually does, but Jess told me that it was his family's company, so that explains it, I guess. Recently, they came to me and told me that they were expecting, and obviously, I was very excited for them, but my sister has had a few miscarriages in the past, and we needed to be extra careful with her. This has turned out to be a very complicated pregnancy for my sister, even in these early stages, so it's very high risk. Hopefully, this is enough for you to get a clear idea of what's going on. My parents had an old car that I was allowed to drive to work and school, but after they kicked me out, I could no longer use it. This was a bummer, as I always liked the sense of freedom that having a car gave me, but whatever, I'll get over it. Jake insisted that he would start taking me to school in the morning, then driving me to and from work. I was extremely grateful for this because I didn't have to take the bus or walk. So after Jake finished his daily routine at the gym, he would head home, shower, get me a Starbucks, and drop me off at school. And then in the afternoon, he would pick me up from school and then drive me to work. At the end of my shift, he was usually waiting outside or on the way, so it was really a great help. And I was so thankful that he would take so much time out of his day to help me. In the car, we'd end up talking and having conversations, whether it was about Jess or the plans for the baby. But he'd always ask me if I was dating someone or had a crush on them. He'd wink and be like, you're so beautiful, it's not possible. There's got to be something you are hiding from me. Come on, you can tell me. You know I can keep a secret. Just tell me. I mean, there was a guy, I'll give him that, but it was too early to talk about. Which meant I ended up being vague because I didn't want to lie to him. basically just playing coy and not answering any of his questions with too specific of an answer because I just didn't feel like jinxing myself. Eventually, Alex, 19 male, the guy that I was talking to, asked me on a date. His family owned the ranch that I worked at, and so we ended up spending a lot of time together while I was working. Usually during my shifts, he would come and help me out, or we'd go riding together. I was really excited, and on the way home after my shift, I ended up telling Jake. He immediately, like, went cold. I don't know how else to explain it, but there was no longer a familial warmth. He started asking a lot of questions, very matter-of-factly. I answered because I figured it was just the protective older sibling thing, that it might take some time for him to get used to it. But then when I told him that we'd been talking for a month or so, he freaked out and got like really angry. I ended up crying when he started calling me a liar and saying that I've been trying to hide this from him. The one thing that stayed on my mind since is that he literally said, "What about us?" Which has left me so confused because what does he even mean? The worst part is that now, because of how he acted, I'm overthinking a lot of what has happened since I came to live with them. There's a pool in the backyard of Jake's house, and sometimes I go out there to swim or just lie out there and tan. However, I've now come to realize that any time I went out for a swim or tried to sunbathe, that Jake would make an excuse to come and do something outside. Whether it's start up the grill or mow the lawn, I'd get that feeling that I was being watched. But a few times, he just started swimming with me. But I figured he was just trying to work out like me. After I get out the pool, I'd go take a shower in the hallway. Jake and Jess have their own connected to the master. After I'm done with my shower, I would go to my room and then get changed to sleep. Sometimes though, in that short distance between hallway and room, in which I'm wearing nothing but a towel, Jake would be like waiting for me. And then he'd say goodnight, which I would say back to him. But now I'm wondering if there was another reason for that. I don't want to bring these concerns up to my sister because of how fragile she's been recently. This pregnancy is really hitting her hard, and I just don't want to say anything because it could end up hurting her or the baby. I just need an answer as to whether or not I'm overthinking. And we're going to start off with Visual Highs, who says, if your gut is telling you something, it's probably right. Start distancing yourself from Jake to a polite but aloofish dynamic since you do live at their place. Start working to find another place that's affordable. Usually I would recommend telling your sister, but you mentioned that she has a high-risk pregnancy, so I understand the reluctance there. This conversation needs to happen, even if months down the line. I'm sorry you're in a shitty situation. Hope it all works out for you and Jess. Hope you respond saying thank you. I will definitely try my best to switch the dynamic without raising red flags. I'm more than willing to tell my sister if I feel like there's any immediate danger, but I don't think he's that type of person. I'd rather wait until she's healthier to try and relay this news, and it gives me a chance to save some more money. Term aggravating says you're not overthinking it. The second I noticed the age gap in their relationship, I suspected there would be issues. Your brother-in-law was hoping to start a sexual relationship with you at some point in the near future. Now that your sister is pregnant and is struggling, he's starting to focus on you. He's now pissed off you've met someone else that's going to make it difficult for him. OP says, if you were right, and this is what he's trying to do, then I'm not sure what I can do except try my best to stay aware. My sister could seriously get hurt from not just the emotional damage, but the risk in her pregnancy. Cathanor replies that saying, I definitely think there are a lot of complicated emotions going on in this situation. If we give Jake the benefit of the doubt, he's emotionally exhausted from the stress of taking care of your sister and the concerns of the pregnancy. As such, he's leaning on you for support. As an older brother figure, he could be getting possessive of you because you have another guy in your life and he's worried about losing you to him. You're likely helping him in ways you're not aware of, especially since men have difficulty articulating their emotional concerns to others. Now for the more likely scenario. It is that he has unintentionally developed feelings for you because you and him have been supporting each other through trying times. He's struggling with taking care of your sister and finds comfort and solace in your company. He probably doesn't get that anywhere else, and as such is becoming alarmingly possessive. What you should do, regardless of either scenario, is that you need to put some space between you and him for a short period. Establish healthy boundaries and see how he reacts to that. His reaction will tell you everything you need to know about what to do next. Best of luck, OP. OP responded again and says thank you. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it was really scary seeing the way he flew off the handle like that. I really do feel like he's probably just being under way too much stress, as my sister's pregnancy is truly high risk, and he's had to take care of much more than usual. He's probably just worried that something is going to happen to her. As you said though, even if I do give him the benefit of the doubt, I should establish some boundaries slowly but surely. Thank you. JKY says you need to start collecting evidence. You described him love bombing your sister, that they have a model relationship, and that is 180 degree turn of character with you was behind closed doors with no witness. If you bring up the issue with only your words against his, be aware of the possibility that your sister may turn on you. Start documenting and include what you wrote here. Timestamp, setting, how many times you were caught going to the bathroom. Sorry you're going through this. It will be hard for you and your sister to come to terms with this. Good luck, OP. You're a great sister, and I hope nothing comes between you and her. OP responds saying thank you. I really didn't even consider the fact my sister could take his side over mine. But the way you put it makes me think I should start collecting that evidence. Again, thank you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
OP then came in to update their post, which says, I'd just like to say thank you. First of all, to everyone who left a comment on my last post offering advice in any sort of way. Last night, after reading all the comments, I realized that I'm no longer safe in this situation and will be making changes from this day forward. As much as I respect and love Jake, I don't think the risk is worth it. I did try and initiate a conversation with him after I posted and got some advice, just to see if there's a chance we might be able to talk about this, but he was still in a bad mood, so I just went to my room. In the middle of the night, I felt like I really needed to get out of the house though. I really just started feeling so trapped and decided that I would take a walk to my smoke spot and then try to clear my head. I'm not even there 15 minutes before I get a text asking, "Where are you?" from Jake. Then my phone starts blowing up off the hook. He's calling and calling and calling. I don't think I can describe the fear going through me. I wanted nothing else in the world than to be left alone. Eventually, I picked up the phone, which led to a flurry of insults being thrown my way. Apparently, I'm a fucking princess who always gets her way, and I deserve to be treated like the S-word I am. Then he told me to send in my location, which absolutely was not fucking happening. So I told him to take a breather and think about what he just said to me. I did end up calling Alex afterwards, who thankfully picked up and explained everything to him. I'm really not sure how much he understood, considering I was literally shaking and crying so violently. But he ended up driving over to my spot and asking a few more questions about the entire situation, while he tried to calm me down. I was able to relax eventually and told him everything again with a clearer head. Throughout all of this, my phone had been ringing off the hook, but assuming that it was Jake, I just let them keep going. Eventually, I can see it's my sister's phone calling me, and despite knowing that there was a good chance that it was Jake on the other end, I still picked up. It was indeed Jake, who unleashed another flurry of insults at me, loud enough for Alex to hear, and take the phone from my hand. He told Jake to shut the fuck up and that I'm safe, then hung up. Afterwards, he just told me that it was going to be okay and not to worry about it. He ended up driving me all the way to the ranch and told his parents about what happened and my current situation. I'm really grateful that they decided to take me in and let me stay in one of their extra rooms for a little more work around the farm. After that, I just kind of cuddled with Alex and tried my best to fall asleep. I ended up not going to school today because I'm just trying to take a breather. However, after Jake's reaction and the comments getting to my head, I seriously began to worry for my sister, who ended up calling. Gladly, she was the one who picked up. And it's obvious that she had been crying. She asked me if I was safe and if I was okay. Jess told me that the night before she had woken up to Jake yelling and it really startled her. So she pretended to still be asleep. She ended up hearing him come back into their room and take her phone off her charger. Afterwards, she heard the yelling again and then the front door slamming. Apparently, Jake had gone to look for me and had kept my sister's phone with him. She told me she had no idea what to do, but she was just scared that he was going to genuinely hurt me. After an hour or so, Jake had come back home, but he was clearly still in a bad mood. Because when she asked where he was and what happened, he ended up blowing up on her too for questioning him. She said she had never seen him this angry before, and he was literally wrecking furniture. After a few minutes of this, he had gotten back into the car and left, but thankfully left her phone on the counter. She looked at the call logs and saw all the calls to me. While Jake was gone, she ended up calling a friend to pick her up and then tried reaching out to me, which at that point I was sleeping, but she told me she was scared that he had found me. She told me she was really sorry for not being able to protect me herself and failing to see that this was happening. Jess asked me why I didn't tell her about any of this behavior, but I told her that I didn't want to stress her out with a pregnancy, and then we both had a long cry. Apparently, my parents are allowing her to move back in rent-free, because they want to help raise their grandbaby. If this had been an option in the first place, none of this would have happened, but I digress. My sister and I ended up going out for dinner where I showed her my post. We cried again. She told me that she had never been scared of him before, but after seeing his anger the night before, she was shaken. Both of us still need to get our stuff, but we're going to reach out eventually and set a date that we can move all our shit out. My dad and Alex will both be there, just in case he tries to pull anything. According to my sister, he has tried to reach out and apologize so many times, but he just claims that he was worried for my safety and that I shouldn't be out at night. He had no idea she could hear exactly what he was yelling at me. She knew for a fact he was lying. Just let him know that she'd be filing for divorce and then hung up. I love my sister and I wish her nothing but the best in life. I know she will recover from this and find an amazing man that loves her and only her. In other news, Alex and I are going on a date next week, so I'm pretty happy about that. But genuinely, thank you to the Reddit commenters for stressing me out so badly that I needed to go on a smoke break. I think you may have saved me. I don't know what would have happened had I been in my room that night. I'm grateful that I didn't have to find out. OP then adds one small update, which says short, but probably the last update unless something crazy happens. We have safely moved out of his house. I am safe, my sister is safe, but sadly, she miscarried a few days ago. Thank you for the support. And I'm just incredibly sorry to hear that after everything that you've both gone through. And I really do wish you and hope that you're getting all the support that you need going forward. Yes, you're out of that situation and you've moved out, but you're still left with the mental scars of what happened and, of course, what your sister is going through currently as well. I truly do wish you the best. And now we're going to move on to another story, which comes from Single Meringue 8459, who says, am I the arsehole for calling out my aunt on Facebook, who was saying that they're cancelling family to explain the truth? I'm a 28-year-old woman. And when I was a kid, my parents always hosted the family Christmas Eve party. This year, my dad was recovering from a surgery, so I offered to host at my new house, which I share with my girlfriend. When I was planning the party, I at first didn't really know what to do about my Aunt Marie. She's always been pretty homophobic. She'd always be talking shit about the gays when I was a kid before she knew. When I came out in my 20s, she became really frosty to me and basically stopped talking to me. So when I was planning the Christmas party, there was no way I was excluding my girlfriend who was estranged from her own family or putting her in a situation she has to face more bigotry. I also didn't really want to have my aunt over for my own sake. Like, I'm more used to it, but it still makes stuff tense. And it was my own damn house. So I ended up inviting all of the family except my aunt. My dad angrily confronted me about it, and I basically told him that I know he never allows someone who disrespects him or his wife into his home. Now, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm as old as he was when he became a parent. I own my own home, and I'm going to be handling my household the way he raised me to, with respect for myself and my partner. He actually apologized for putting me in an uncomfortable spot when I was young. He planned a Christmas Day dinner with her and their other siblings. The Christmas Eve party itself was lovely. Well, on Christmas Day, my aunt posted this lengthy rant about how young people are cancelling Christmas and about her woke niece. It was super long and super out of touch, like there's no big conspiracy to cancel family or whatever. I just personally didn't want her there. I replied, "I assume this is about me not inviting you to the Christmas Eve party. Honestly, the holidays weren't cancelled, I just didn't invite you personally, as you have expressed hateful views towards me as such. I wrote a long bulleted list that is taking this way over the word limit here, but some of the stuff on it was like being glad AIDS killed a lot of F slur. I said anyway, I'm a lesbian and I share my home with my girlfriend. I specifically uninvited you due to your behavior towards me in the past. Nobody's cancelling the holidays, just you. It's not some new woke trend either. A host choosing only to invite guests who respect them and their household has existed for as long as parties have existed." Well, that blew the hell up. My family all started calling me and texting me saying I went too far. It was enough to just not extend an invite, but it was too much for writing a massive list of 20 years of grievances. Some of my family was even saying it was shitty of me to list homophobic stuff like she said before she knew I was gay. Am I the asshole for the Facebook comment I made? You know, Aunt was the one who turned to Facebook. I hate it when people turn to Facebook to talk shit about others, attempting to get people on your side for your argument. So when the other person comes in and argues their point across in a very logical way, you're not coming to my house because you've been an absolute shit to me for these past 20 years. You can't suddenly go all shocked Pikachu face and, "Oh my God, I can't believe you put that on Facebook." So not the arsehole from me, but let's not meet says not the arsehole. If she wants to post her dirty laundry on Facebook, she better be prepared when the laundry starts to smell. Family means nothing when the people in it are the ones hurting you. Good for you, OP. Diminishing patience says not the arsehole. She chose to take this to Facebook, not you. If she said and did those things, she has to live with them. And it's useless for the rest of your family to pretend none of this ever happened. And then quotes, some of my family was even saying it was shitty of me to list homophobic stuff she said before she knew I was gay. And then says, she still said it. Who called her out on it, regardless of whether or not you were gay? Admiral Bofa says, not the arsehole, your family seems to be doing a thing I think of as first speaker privilege. Your aunt faces no sanction for saying anything she wants, but you get called out for a response to it. What she said deserved a response. Maybe your family would have accepted a very short of experienced homophobic hate from you and you're not welcome in my home. But I have a strong suspicion even that would have been too far. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time, as always, means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much. I know your time is incredibly important. So when I sit here and I think, wow, you know, people are taking like 20 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes if they're watching both videos in the day, out of their day to watch it. I'm amazed. Thank you again. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.